All right. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the encouragement that comes to us and the understanding that comes to us as we open your scripture, because we're filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, you promised, would come and he'd lead us into all truth. He's our helper. He's our comforter. And we thank you, Lord God, this day that we are prepared and ready and set to be established. To be established in your word, so that our minds and our emotions and our will come under your mind and will, so that we are understanding of what the will of the Lord is, and that our emotions are peaceful. And we give you praise, Lord God, that we don't live by our emotions. We don't live by what we feel. And we think based on what you've said, not based on what our experiences are in this world, but we go according to the Word of God. We shall live by every word that proceeds from your mouth. And we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's true, isn't it? That we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Well, see, most important thing in living according to every word that comes out of the mouth of God is to make sure those words are still coming out of your mouth. Amen? Because then you'll contradict yourself. Anybody ever contradict yourself? Huh? I mean, you believe in one thing, you're reading your scripture, reading your daily promise box, and then the next thing out of your mouth is, whatever happened to you today? Anything like that happen to you? I mean, we just live by that, don't we? Huh? We just live by the trash that comes our way. So that when something occurs that is not in agreement with what you are enjoying, then you just tend to just fly off the handle. They like me? No, okay, well, we'll get somebody else up here to preach who's like y'all. Amen? Now, I think you're like me. But what happens is you don't want to let that rule you. Amen? You're gonna. Anybody react? Okay, I'll talk to you. I see something back there. I'll see. You see people moving around. You see people looking at each other, like daughters looking at fathers, you know, and making commentary during the sermon, you know, and it's kind of like, yeah, you're like that. And if one of my kids was in here, you'll notice I send them out, so I'm not exposed. And if I believe my wife is gonna give me up, I tell her to stay home, you know, because I don't want to be exposed. Anybody like me? How long can he stand here? Anybody like me? You don't want to be exposed. I don't like being exposed. But if you get up here, I mean, you can just go ahead and be exposed because God loves you. God loves me. Amen? I believe God loves me. If you do, well, that's nice. But if I didn't know God loved me, I couldn't get up here and talk to you. You know, because I'd be afraid of you. The Bible says don't be afraid of their faces. You ever been afraid of somebody's face? You know? They're looking at you like some of y'all are looking at me. No, I'm just kidding. But I tell you, is that, you know, some days you react to things, and then your family will catch you. Anybody like that? Is your family will catch you. Somebody close to you, maybe it's the people you work with, they'll catch you. You know, they're the ones you're witnessing to, right? Is they will catch you on stuff that you're doing. And you know what? What comes in next? Is typically to a serious Christian, you'll get condemned. And you drag that around. And guess who sees that? Same people. You're busy getting... One day you're up and, you know, preaching and telling somebody how they ought to live. Next day, something happens to you and you just crater. Then your most ardent disciple there in the office looks at you like, wow. Just kind of gives up. And I thought that person was holy. Well, that was your first mistake. You let somebody believe that you were a good person. Amen? You need to let somebody know that you're exactly like they are. Let somebody know that you're exactly like they are. Let your kids know that you're exactly like they are. Amen? When you punish them, when you reprove them, let them know that you're exactly like they are. But this is what God says. And we believe what God has said. Amen? And we're believing what He said in spite of what we see in the mirror. We're believing what He said in spite of what we see. Anybody ever look in the mirror and you see what disappoints you? Amen? Well, maybe they'll shut that door back there. And so, here is what we're learning, is that it's not our behaviors and our actions that rule, but it's the Word of the Lord. We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay? See, and then you become enthralled with, and the enemy wants to get you buried in your own failure. He wants to get you buried in your own mistakes. He wants to get you buried in your inconsistency. And then he will take you for days, months, and years with your own inconsistency in following after the things of God. And you will waste months, weeks, months, years. Now God's okay with that. I mean, He's not mad, but His desire is for you to be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Changed by the renewing of your mind. Let's see what He's done. Kenny, could you close this door back here? Yeah, there's another one up here. All right. Maybe they could take that in the fellowship hall or something. I like good music. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. See, Paul's an apostle by the will of God. That's his office. And it's by the will of God. To the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ. Paul's an apostle by the will of God. You have a position and a place by the will of God. I'm just a Christian. I'm just a kind of regular person. No. You're not just a regular person. A regular person is a person who is unsaved. A regular person is a person who doesn't know Jesus. You're born again. You're filled with God's Holy Spirit. And you're a minister of reconciliation. Your life and your existence here is about the demonstration of the gospel, not by your effort, but by your relationship with Him. Amen? You believe that? Do you hear that? This is who you are. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace isn't just a thing you say in a letter. Grace is actually, this is always an impartation of the Word of God, of the love of God to you. See, the grace of God is an impartation of the love of God to you. Will you receive it? Will you receive it now? As it's spoken? Grace to you. You know, you can have religious phrases all the time. Grace to you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be upon you. You know? It sounds like, you know, we could say that for 5 minutes, and I think it'd still be a religious phrase, amen? Anybody know what I mean? You could say it for 10 minutes, it would still be a religious phrase. You want to get out of religion and get into receiving the will of God, the receiving the love of God, the mystery of God's mercy and grace to you. Not just a message to help me finish the day, or a message to help me finish the week, to get through. Well, I hope I get something this morning. It's like Esther when she goes to school, you know, she wants to look at the menu. Don't you wish you could look at the menu when you come to church? Yeah, I wonder what they're serving today. Maybe I'll go to McDonald's. Maybe I'll go to Luby's. Okay, maybe I'll go to Macaroni Grill. And it was good. Praise the Lord. Receive. Don't be looking for what you're going to just kind of get for the week, get for the day. But be prepared to receive what the Holy Spirit is serving to you. Amen? Especially when it seems like, oh, man, I don't know what I could possibly get today. But you want to trust God. Because that's why you're here. You're here to hear from the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Now remember, we're changing your mind. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Well, we are seated together with Him already, right now. Well, I seem to be sitting in this pew next to so-and-so. We are seated together with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are seated together with God Himself in Christ Jesus. Jesus sitting on the right hand, we're sitting on the right hand. You wake up every morning understanding that you're sitting seated on the right hand of the Father. Checking the mirror out. You know, you wake up every morning seated on the right hand of the Father. Again, it is the thing that takes a while. It takes a few days and weeks, months, to begin to just to remember these things. Amen? All right. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Did you know you're already blessed with all spiritual blessings? See, we're reading this. I mean, it's not something I made up. It's actually something that God wrote. He said, we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, all the other blessings, as long as, when I know that I am blessed with all the spiritual blessings, everything else I know I have. Has He not with Jesus given us all things? With Jesus, He's given us all things. So as I'm in Him, as I'm listening to Him, as I'm walking with Him, as I'm searching out Him and His Word and His love for me, which He's already promised, everything belongs to me. And see, then when all the stuff comes down, say at work or home or the office, is that I know that no matter what the enemy has planned to trip me, what storm he's put in front of me to dash my foot against, that his angels have he's promised his angels to bear me up. But rather, in my head, I think, doggone, ow, that stone again. You see, I'm busy looking at the rocks, the stones, the trouble, the things that have come against me, rather than looking at what he has already done. Now, it's apparent that these things are like real and in my face and they're causing problems. The electric bill is due. The job didn't run out. So these are things that are really actually happening. But the fact is these things do not move me. Who am me? I'm in Him. So do I say these things don't happen in the natural? No. But my reaction to them is spiritual. My reaction to them is my soul has been transformed. Now, does it mean, now, again, back to the idea that, you know, we're preaching this or saying this and declaring this thing. Well, what happens when it happens to you? To, man, Janet and I will have a good one. Amen? Good. Yo! You know, I planned something. She doesn't want to do it. Boy, she wishes she was here today, I bet. You know, I said, no, we got to do this. You know, can't do it any other time. You didn't want to do it here and there. You know. And so, all of that stuff, you can take it seriously. You can take seriously the fact that, you know, she did something I didn't like. I did something she didn't like. Or all this kind of stuff that we do, and then we just grab onto it and we keep it for a while. And we want to use it to manipulate and twist and, you know, get our own way. I know I do. Anybody like me? Are y'all wonderful forgivers all the time? Are you real people with real sins? Amen. He said, all of these things, but I thank God I don't, by and large, I believe this, by and large, I will not keep it. I will not hold on to it. I believe I sleep at night because I don't carry any care. I don't carry any cares because God, I know He's cared for me. But it's because I've believed it and believed it and believed it. Is that He cares for me. And it's because of His promise. Amen? It's because of His promise. And so when you're tempted to carry the problem, when you're tempted to carry the weakness, when you're tempted to carry the pain, know that that temptation does not come from Jesus. When you're tempted to remain under guilt and condemnation for something that was done, that you did, that you let somebody down, the enemy will hold you there. He will delight in keeping you in a place of misery. How do you know that God's joy is not keeping you in misery? How? Nobody knows that. Well, I'm here to tell you. Let me be the bearer of good news. That God's desire is not to keep you in emotional, mental, thoughtful misery and angst. Anybody know that? You agree? Disagree if you disagree. Anybody disagree? Hallelujah. Anybody have no opinion? His desire is to cause you to walk in peace and joy and thanksgiving. How many know Jesus didn't get upset about everything that came down the pike? Maybe there in that temple, you know, he might have got a little upset. It's the only time I remember. Except for the time that Peter said that, you know. Get thee behind me, Satan. The two times. Jesus didn't get under the problem. Well, that was Jesus. Are you making an excuse? The same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus, that raised Him from the dead, dwelleth in you, me. Same. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. So you're walking free. How many know you're walking free? Amen? Hallelujah. Blessed be the God. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According, in line with, as He has chosen us in Him, He chose us before the foundation of the world. You were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. You believed. And before the foundation of the world, He knew. Did you know God knew you'd believe before the foundation of the world? Huh? That's the chosening. That's the chosenness. Is that God, before the foundation of the world, with His foreknowledge, knew that you we're going to receive him. Not by your good works. You had none. You had none. You had no good works. He's given to every man the measure of faith. He knew you would receive and believe. And so in result, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that's where your spiritual blessings lie. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We're holy and without blame. That's his destiny for you, is to be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us. You've got a predetermined outcome. Having predestined us. Us who? Who were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. That is, those who were to believe. Those who believed, whom he knew were going to believe, are predestined for the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. He's adopting them to himself. According to the good pleasure of his will. For the praise of the glory of his grace. In other words, this is going to demonstrate that the awesomeness of his grace, the effectiveness of his grace. This predestination to be holy and without blame before him in love is a demonstration of the glory of his grace, of the effectual working of his grace. How many know his grace is effective? It does the job. Wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Okay. Does everybody know you're accepted? Well, I don't know. See, you got to cover this. You got to cover this because people in their emotional life, and you have to listen, is your people in their emotional life, they'll agree with their head, but when their emotions, in your that little twist in your gut, you say no, but with your head you say yes. Anybody ever had something like that? In your head you say yes, but in your gut you say no. And that gut feeling, that emotion, which is condemnation, which is guilt, which is I didn't do it, which is I didn't do everything I needed to do, which I didn't do everything I was supposed to finish, that is not from Jesus. Now there is a conviction without condemnation that's from the Lord. But that conviction is the fear of God, which comes also by the Holy Ghost. And that fear of God is that I have a desire to please him. And you have that because you are in him. So that difference is that you have there is a desire and a fear of God to please him, but then on the back side of that there's a lie and there's an enemy which wants to destroy you and hold you in bondage. Because from that place, from that gut-wrenching, yes, it's like, yes, I do, but no, I don't. Yes, I do believe, and no, I never did it. And so the enemy wants to tie you up and leave you there. It's like the guy that got beat up, amen, and left, and religion couldn't help him. Law couldn't help him. But Jesus helped him. Jesus is helping you. Amen? Because Jesus is not mad. Jesus loves you. He has given everything to bring you into this place of peace and rest. Knowing that he is going to cause his will to be done through you, but it's not through your doing. And through your failures, he is not hindered. You hear me? I said through your failures, he is not hindered. So come before him, thanking him, getting forgiveness immediately, and then continuing in his word. Continuing in his finished product. See, don't look and say that it's too hard. Because it is. Because you're looking at it from a fleshly point of view. You know? Especially even when you're young person, and you've been hearing this all your life, you know, ever since you were a little kid, you know, and And then you just finally figure out when you got grown up, it's too much. Amen? I mean, you don't have to be 40 to figure that out. You can be 24, 25. It's too hard. But God said, no, it's not about you. It's about me. How many know it's about him? And so you're just thanking him. You're just thanking him. You're not performing. You're not doing stuff. You're thanking him. And then he comes and begins to dwell in you and flowing through you as he did through Jesus, as he did through the apostles, as he did through everyone who ever appeared to do something. It was because they understood that it had to be, it was Jesus in me. And Paul says it. It's Jesus in me. Because I'm a wreck. Anybody ever know that? Aren't you a wreck? It's Pastor Jimbo teaches. I mean, it's his hallmark. Because I'm a wreck and everything gets done. How are you any better than that? Are you going to be better? Are you going to look better? You trying to look better? Trying to look taller? I gave up on that a long time. Maybe that's how come it's okay for me. Maybe it's better for me. If you're tall, maybe you feel like you got something. There, our brother back here, man, he's a big fella. You know, he's got some oomph. You know? Me, I got to stand up here just so you can see me. See, I'm standing back here, you know, just kind of lose me. Hide behind the Bible. Hide behind the pulpit. No. I thank God. I'm not fearful. Amen? Hallelujah. Except at night. No. It's fun. How many of you are happy? Amen? You're happy. You're joyful. You're peaceful. You have no fears. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fear leave. Get out of this place. Get out of every person in this place. You don't have any fear. Fear cannot remain in you. Amen? Guilt cannot remain in you. Because you're forgiven. And so you are a light waiting to shine. You are light shining. Well, I'm trying. Now stop it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Stop it. Stop trying to be a light. Amen? You're a vessel. You put the oil in and you light it. You know, that's the light. The lamps they used to carry around. See, you got, remember in the 10 virgins, you know, they had to go get oil. Because they didn't have any light of their own. Amen? You don't have any light of your own. It comes from the oil. Or the oil? Holy Spirit. And you light, what do you light? Do you light the lamp? Or do you light the oil? Which one? Do you light the oil? The light comes from the oil. So, you're just the vessel. Amen? You believe you're a vessel? Amen. This is powerful. This is good. Now, and don't depend on your husband or wife or your kids to either build you up or tear you down. Don't depend upon them. Listen, everybody's got to have this. Everybody's got to have this on, you got to have this on your own. You cannot depend on mom or dad, or you cannot blame mom or dad. You can't blame your children. You can't blame your grandmother. You can't look for it from them. Neither can you blame them if you didn't get it from them. Because God's desire is for you to receive from Him this grace. Every spiritual blessing comes to you. Anybody ever kind of wanted to be in the background and just kind of go along to get along? You can't do that in the kingdom of heaven. You can't do that in the kingdom of heaven. You can't just go along to get along. You've got to have your own with Jesus, and He wants you to have that. Amen? Yes. Jesus wants to know you. He's not like so-and-so, some big shot who doesn't want to know everybody, who doesn't have time for the little people. I didn't want to know the big shots. Jesus didn't, He's not interested in that. He wants you. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to give you everything. According that He's chosen us and He has predestined us to the adoption of children, verse 5, according to the good pleasure of His will. to the praise of the glory of His grace wherein He's made us accepted. You are accepted in the Lord. You have believed in the Lord Jesus. You are accepted in Him. He's accepted you. He's taken you to His bosom. Taken you to His breast. He's holding you. He loves you. And He has in fact put His love in you. He dwells in you. Therefore, as that vessel, as that Holy Spirit dwelleth in you, you are a vessel of that same love. Well, I don't buy that. I know how I respond to people. See? Okay, again, now let's go back. We're going according to that little gut that twists when people show up. And you have to understand that that is flesh and not you. See, most folks, they get all bound up and, well, yeah, she is not me. No. No, you are what's defined in here. So that's why you want to get in here. You just won't want to hear it once a week, you know, get a little message once a week. You want to get in this thing and let this thing absorb into you. Anybody ever marinated anything? Anybody ever pickled anything? Huh? Something, come on. Any women ever pickled anything? What happens to the pickle? I mean, what happens to the cucumber? Can you get that thing out of it? Can you get that flavor out of it? Okay, guys, anybody ever had good barbecue? We won't get you pickled, we'll get you smoked. You want to get smoked? Because you can't get the, you know, and then it's like when you go to Spring Creek, you can't even, you have to wash the shirt. The shirt you usually wore three times a week. Anybody ever do that, guys? You can't do that after Spring Creek. You can't do that after you go to Angelo's. Why? Because it reeks of barbecue. You're smoked when you go in there. The pickle gets pickled. Or the cucumber gets pickled. And see, you're becoming pickled in God's Word. Don't anybody title this message that. Don't you... I always get the squirreliest titles. Pickled by God's Word. And Craig will do that. Craig will do that to me. Does anybody understand what I'm telling you? See, you've been pickled by the world, haven't you? Huh? You've been pickled by the world. See, God wants to pickle you. This is really going to get bad. According to His Word. See, He dwells in you. He lives in you. You're immersed in Him. He's blessed you with all spiritual blessings. So those are becoming part of you. This is who you are. Who are you? In the beginning was the... And the Word became, well, in your case, the flesh became. Oh! Yeah. Where's that lady who said they knew Gilbert? Never mind. In your case, the flesh became Word. The Word became flesh. But in your case, the flesh became Word. See, your flesh is being redeemed. Your flesh is being... It won't be redeemed in the fact that you'll never sin. But your flesh is being redeemed in that you are believing and being transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're being changed. Now listen. You see, this change takes place. This change takes place as you avail yourself not of bringing it to pass on your own, but to allowing the Word of God to be a part of you. To be a part of you. Okay, in whom? Verse 7, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself. So He's made known to us. He's making that known to us Because remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things that God's prepared for them that love him. But eyes and ears don't work. But he has revealed them to us by his Spirit. See, we receive not the spirit of the world, but we've received the Spirit which is of God, that we might know. They say that we might know. We might know the things that are freely given to us of God. How do you get the things? How do you get to know the things? Well, eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, but he's revealed them to us by his Spirit, because we've received his Spirit. And the natural man can't receive the things of the Spirit of God. See, you have a natural man that is responding according to natural dilemmas, natural troubles. And you must connect the fact that those natural troubles are speaking to your natural man. But we want to allow the natural man to rule in this world, because it's easier. Kind of feels good to get mad when somebody gets you. But no, see, you begin, and it's not a matter of okay, I'm going to control myself. But you, by faith, you begin to come and know that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you begin to work through these emotional responses by faith, not by your own work it up. Okay, I'm going to be good for God. I wasn't good last week. I'm going to be good for God today. You'll fail because you're mad at yourself. And you're mad at God because he didn't make you good. But as you meditate on these things and you know that what God has done, and you're speaking those things to yourself, and you're just remembering them. You're remembering these things because you're pickled. You're smoked. You can't go by the other anymore because that's not you. Amen? Now this isn't work. This isn't work. This is faith. You've availed yourself. We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But then Hebrews says the children of Israel didn't work that way because they didn't mix faith with the word that was preached. So we now are mixing that faith with the word preached and thanking him that he is producing the harvest. The harvest of thanksgiving. The harvest of blamelessness. The harvest of separatedness. Holiness, how many are separate? You're becoming separated by what you believe, not because of what you do. Amen? So he made known to us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he had purposed in himself. Now the himself is his Spirit, isn't it? His Spirit is dwelling in you. That purpose that he's purposed in himself is now dwelling in you. His purpose is dwelling in you. Amen? Do you know his purpose is dwelling in you? Oh no, it doesn't seem like it. It seems like I've got my own purpose involved. And you just kind of feel like in your head you got your own purpose. Now here's something that he told you. So you begin to meditate on this. You won't let these words depart out of your mouth. If these words depart out of your mouth, there are other words that come in. How many know you've already always got words? Don't you always have words? Don't you always have an opinion? Well, so you want to have an opinion that's of God. And you want to let your mouth be speaking God's opinion. You don't want to be of two opinions. A double-minded man is, hello, unstable in all of his ways. Okay, let's finish. Or you could just go on and on with that. And just, I want to read Psalm 119, verse 1. Anybody started on this yet? This is a good one. Psalm 119, chapter 1, verse 1, 2. Blessed are they, are the undefiled. The undefiled. In the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They do also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Verse 2 says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies. That word keep, there's two words that are used, keep, in Psalm 119 in particular, but typically in the Hebrew. There's two words, and both of them mean to watch over, to guard, to observe, to hold close. It's not to obey in the sense of hear and obey, but it's these things that we keep them close to us. We observe them. These are the things that we hold near to us. They keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Blessed are they. Blessed are you. When you hold his word, his testimonies, his statutes, his commands. Blessed are you when you hold them near. Because he begins to perform them in you by his Spirit. If you'll read through this Psalm 119, you'll see that word keep. And if you'll define it like that, and just understand, and you'll see how he's telling you to hold these things near to you. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. Well, let's stand together. I'll get the guys to come back up here. And let's sing before we go. And just worship the Lord. All right, let's stand together. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we worship you. Father, we just thank you. Let's lift our hands and thank him. Father, we just worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we are your people, sheep of your pasture, that you've brought us into this place. You brought us to cause us to walk in joy and thanksgiving. You caused us to walk not in our emotional bondages and our mental, our thoughts of how things didn't work the way that we thought they ought to work. But we thank you that we've been remaining and left in this world with the indwelling of the Spirit of the living God, so that the power of God has transformed us into vessels of light and oil, demonstrating the love of Jesus Christ as you will, as you are doing in us. And we thank you for it, and we rejoice in it, and we receive it. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're no longer bound by guilt, condemnation, but we are freed by your grace. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you say, Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins, that I was separated from God. And Jesus came to bring me back. And I believe that he died for my sins and rose from the dead. And in him I'm risen. And I'm born again. Born from above. And I know that you love me. Father, we thank you. Anybody who has not been certain that all it takes is for you to receive and then to believe, and then to be receiver of the Holy Spirit, that he is transforming you on a daily basis. You don't have to do something. You don't have to perform anything. You don't have to go to work. You believe, and you fill yourself up with this word, and he does the transformation. Your sins diminish. They don't totally go away. They diminish because you've trusted him. That your work is not doing the job, but his work. And we receive it. And we thank you that the works that are done are works that he initiates. We may or may not like the work we're doing, but the work we do is by faith and not for credit. We don't do works for credit. To get somewhere, to get something. We already have everything. And we give you the praise and the thanksgiving for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This God's good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Amen. His blood has overcome the enemy of our soul. Who's that? The guy that keeps you with that little gut wrencher down your gut. So you know that that's not from Jesus. Amen? Again, there's a conviction that it's the fear of the Lord tied to his love. Amen? As you know you are the beloved, you are beloved of him. Amen. Let's join hands together. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the love of God which is just manifesting us through your body. And it's not because of what we've done or what we're doing, but it's because you are manifest and living in and through us. And we give you praise and thanksgiving for it. Thank you for flowing through the body of Christ. Every person is designed with a ministry in mind, but it's bound through the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you that you're moving through this body. Not to get jobs done, but to do what you have designed. And we thank you, Lord God, that every need is met and supplied. As you grow us up together, and that every part is effectual to the edifying of itself in love. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 All right. See you tonight at 6 o'clock. Discipleship. Will you be discipled? Mm-hmm.